the tabletop. Take away
game mechanics on display.
Three designers share the stage.
Pick a genre and we'll play
the tabletop. Take away.
Welcome back to the Tabletop Takeaway. I'm Charlie McCarron.
I'm Trevor Muller-Hagel.
I'm Ananda Gunaratna.
And this month we've been talking about social deduction games. And we've done One Night Ultimate Werewolf and Blood on the Clock Tower. And my pick is maybe a little more off the wall from normal social deduction, but I love it. It's called Fake Artist Goes to New York. And in this game, one person is the fake artist, and everyone else is, you know, the talented artists who know what they need to be drawing. They get a prompt that maybe says, like, Australia. And then each person has their own different color marker, and you all draw on the same piece of paper one line at a time. And so I might start drawing, like, half of a kangaroo, and then Trevor sees, like, oh, okay, he's drawing a kangaroo. Obviously, he's a good, he's not the fake.
Yeah.
But one person, the fake artist out there, has no idea what they're supposed to draw. And so they'll try to draw just based on what they're seeing other people doing and blend in. And at the end, after everyone's drawn two lines, everyone votes on who they think the fake artist was. And if the fake artist figures out what the drawing is, say the fake artist gets voted on, they have one chance to save themselves by saying, I think you guys were drawing Australia, and if they got it right. So that's the key part that makes it work is you need to obscure your drawing, even if you're not the faker, because you don't want the fake artist to figure out what it is. Yeah. Brilliant mechanic and really fun as a drawing game.
Yeah.
No hidden roles, for one. Very big difference from our other two.
Well, the fake artist...
No special abilities.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's kind of similar in premise to Spyfall.
Yes.
But I feel like it's a lot better than Spyfall because of the structure that the drawing gives to the game. Whereas Spyfall, I've always felt, is a little bit vague because I think you're supposed to talk to each other, but it's not really clear on what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
Well, Spyfall, so I wanted to pick a game in this category because there's a few like it. There's Fake Artist, there's Spyfall, and Chameleon is another popular one where there's one person who has to kind of fake their way through. And they each have their own unique thing that I think is kind of cool. I do like in Spyfall that you have to, everyone knows the location except one person, and the spy has to figure out what the location is. So again, you have to be vague enough that the spy doesn't figure it out, but you have to prove your innocence or whatever. And in that one, you're asking a question for someone else to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're popping around. But I do agree. I like fake artists way better.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess playing fake art. So I also like it a lot. There are a couple things that I did notice. Like if you're going first as the fake artist, that is really terrifying because you don't know anything. And I mean, you can do something really confidently, like I did with drawing a triangle that turned out really well.
It was not
a perfect triangle, but it worked really well for what was happening.
Yeah, Trevor's clue was joust, and Ananda drew a triangle that looked almost like I was 100% sure he's fine because it looked like a jousting stick.
So I mean, sometimes if you're really confident, I mean, if the fake artist is last, you can sort of get an idea based on what other people are doing. But if you're first, I don't know, that seems pretty rough, because like the fake artist is, I guess, mostly random. Technically, the person choosing the word could choose the fake artist, but...
I did choose Ananda when I was choosing the fake artist.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, very
you made him go first?
I made him go first.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. But it actually worked. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That's mean, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah. I was curious how it would work.
I don't know. How would you avoid that dynamic? Like, that it just seems difficult.
I don't know, actually. Yeah. It'd be nice to solve that for these kind of games.
Yeah, because I think Spyfall is a similar thing. Like, mm-hmm. if you're the first spy in Spyfall, that's just like,
How's the weather in here? That is the one question my friend Kirk always used. And then it's submarine. Like, you're in space or in a submarine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty instant. Bad. And Chameleon is the same way. That one, you have a grid of categories that are all related. It might be like wonders of the world. And then the Chameleon has to like say one thing, one clue.
But I guess the game is still pretty short, and it's still possible to win if you can guess what the place is.
Mm-hmm.
Although that is another thing, which is like, how do you decide when a player is close enough? Because I think one of the prompts was moon base, and I think the person guessed moon.
That was me,
right?
Oh yeah,
and then like, is that close enough? It's a little bit fuzzy, you know.
Yeah,
fuzzy rules. Coming back to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's kind of just a judgment call for the group, I guess.
Yeah, and that was kind of the general consensus, too, for that one. It's like, okay, moon, you figured out moon base. It was really interesting because I was not sold on anything for that one. I was just, yep.
Yeah. I will say one of my favorite moments, I was playing this with my friends, and like Trevor, I wanted to see what would happen if I gave everyone fake. And it was the most hilarious. I was over Zoom, so I was just like hiding my face and I had to mute my mic because I was laughing. But it's just funny watching what a group will do if they think they're the fakes. And I think my category was movie. And so suddenly there was like a person, then there was a sun, then there was a hill. Then there was like a tree. It's like no one has any idea. There's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's something you can get away with in a short game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think people would be more upset if it were a longer game.
Right.
Like, I mean, Blood in the Clock Tower is something a little bit like that, which is the atheist role where there's no evil players. There's no demon. Mm-hmm. It's just the storyteller messing with everyone. But in that game, somebody has to be made the atheist, so at least one player knows that that is the case. Whereas in this case, you know, you didn't tell anyone that that was possible.
Right.
So, like, yeah. But I think that works if the game is short.
Yeah.
But that's definitely not something you'd want to do if the game was longer.
I do like that in social deduction games, when there is the chance there's nobody that's evil.
Yeah.
Or... well, everyone evil, but werewolf on one end, ultimate werewolf is like that.
And, right.
Then it's just all mind games.
Yeah. But again, people know that that's possible. Like, I think it's very important to foreshadow to players that could be the case.
Right.
So that
they can debate about it too.
Right.
And have that suspicion.
Right. And I guess on some level that does kind of ruin the surprise. But on another, it does make it feel fair when that happens.
You know, and it is interesting, like with One Night and Blood on the Clock Tower, you don't really have a retribution effect where like fake artist, you get called out for it. You have the ability to still win. Those two, you really don't.
Right.
Like it's really tough to recover from that. I have had it where like, I was a seer and I saw you were a werewolf. Like, okay. I can't recover from this. I don't have enough.
Like, well, I mean, that's where your buddy werewolf needs to claim you've been swapped.
Who is in the middle.
Yeah.
Which, the only werewolf. It's,
which happened in our last game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. Back to fake artists, though. I mean, the fact that it's a drawing game is interesting. We maybe could do something on, like, drawing or art games sometime else. But I think it's nice because... you don't have to be a good artist at all.
Oh, no.
And better if you aren't, so you can claim, like, I just don't know how to draw.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas most drawing games, it's helpful if you are a better artist.
Yeah.
This one is kind of almost the opposite.
It's more fun if everyone is bad.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what is this? What is happening?
Yeah. Yeah, I think... I guess one interesting thing about Fake Artist and Spyfall and this sort of game is sort of the inversion of the normal way that social deduction games work. Because normally you have a well-informed minority versus an uninformed majority. And that's the difference between the two sides. And this flips it on its head, right? You have a majority who's very well informed about what, you know, the topic is. And then you have the uninformed minority who needs to somehow survive among all these players who actually know what's going on.
That game you mentioned, Conspiracy, I really want to try that. Because
just once or something, yeah.
Yeah, that seems like even the most extreme version of that, where everyone knows how the game is like going to play out,
right?
Except this one poor person who has to.
Is there a conspiracy or isn't there a conspiracy?
Yeah, I think that mentality. It's like a team game, one versus many, but the many are the.
And there may not be a many.
Yeah.
And you have no way of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really like that as a concept, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do want to make one quick little rules clarification with this game. You draw one line at a time, but the line can be like any kind of shape. You just can't lift up your writing utensil.
Oh, yeah.
Which I broke that rule so many times and Ananda yelled at me and it was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so if people go all out, you know, they'll start drawing like a ton of stuff. And
yeah, like carry the line to the side of the paper, then up the side, then like make a sky scene.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Which is also fun. And the other piece we haven't talked about yet is the ability to be creative with it.
Yeah.
Which... any game where you feel like you can be creative is awesome.
Yeah.
And not only, I guess, so Fake Artist, you can be creative through your drawing. But I think all these social deduction games, you can feel creative through lying creatively.
There is a ton of scope for creativity as opposed to like, you know.
A Euro.
Or Battlestar Galactica, the board game. Because in that one, it's all very discreet actions which are sort of provided by the game interface. Mm-hmm. There's not that much scope for, I mean, you could say there's scope for creativity, but not of the same type, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that sort of leads me to my takeaway here, which is that you can have a social... So initially when I thought about social deduction games, my definition of a social deduction game was... the main interaction is through conversation, and people have hidden roles that you're trying to figure out. And Fake Artist goes to New York, people have some table talk, but they don't really have conversations. Conversations are not the main mode of interaction. That's the art. And so, but it still feels like a social deduction game. And so I would say that you can have social deduction games without conversation as long as you're placing conversation with some other highly creative, highly interpretive medium.
Sure.
Like art or, I guess, potentially music or dance or freestyle poetry or something. but just something where people can be creative and, you know, there's different interpretations of the information as opposed to discrete actions prescribed by the game.
Mm-hmm. Fake poet goes to New York.
Right.
Yeah. Let's play that.
Yeah. So I would say that's my takeaway.
Oh, that's great. My takeaway, I guess... I think a party weight game that can be social deduction. I mean, I guess I should say social deduction games are usually party style anyways.
To an extent, at least.
Yeah, but thinking about, like, what's a regular type of party game, like this would probably was inspired by Pictionary or something like that, and spinning in a traitor into it. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For me, my takeaway is having a kind of And it's not necessarily for social deduction games at large, but this specific genre where you have a thing that you are creating together and then trying to see how that thing alters for that one person or that group of people. It would be interesting to see this kind of game in a team environment as well, where it's not just one person, but you're trying to figure out, okay, who's on what team here? Almost like Two Rooms in a Boom, but a tabletop version. Mm. That could be really interesting. Like, just seeing how, like, this thing you've created morphs from person to person. Mm. Not unlike our design activity that we were doing, but with specific objectives between each other. It just seems like there's a lot of room in this genre to really play with that kind of joint creation being twisted by the betrayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good point. I like that, like, we are creating something together.
Yeah.
Someone I talked to today at Design Days mentioned he was playing Fake Artist Strong in that. I can see why, because there's tiny pieces of paper in this tiny box. He thought everyone had their own paper and they're drawing, and you have to, like, look at each other's pieces of paper, which would be also an interesting game.
Yeah, but also a lot more challenging for the fake artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be as good. It's nice having the common drawing.
You also watch each other and critique each other's art. So you can feel like a pompous artist.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, you call that a line? Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Well, yeah, with that, I think that wraps up our episode. And tune in next time when we have our final wrap-up of the Social Deduction Games episode. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Tabletop Takeaway. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. So please tell your friends and visit our website at thetabletoptakeaway.com, where you can suggest games and mechanics for us to cover next on the show.